1330 WHPL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. 34 degrees, Rusty. It's been there all day.
Yeah, and it might explain the light snow flurries we're seeing outside the studio right now, but should just stay wet, cloudy, and occasional rain and snow, high of 38 expected.
Well, some good news on jobs for Scott Walker today. A key indicator cited by the governor in his management of the state's economy shows an uptick. Wisconsin now ranked 35th in the private sector job growth in the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics' latest reporting period. It marks an improvement over the state's ranking of 37th in the previous update 3 months ago. The BLS report shows Wisconsin adding just over 28,000 private sector jobs during the 12-month period ending in September 2013. That's an increase of 1.2%.
As expected, Governor Walker's tax cut plan was approved by the State Assembly yesterday and is on the way to the governor. It includes $131 in property tax relief for a median-priced home and an income tax cut averaging $46. Also, tax withholding tables have already been changed, and the average wage earner will see an extra $50 on their paychecks beginning next month, all paid for by a nearly billion-dollar budget surplus. Minority Leader Peter Barca said Democrats wanted to use it for more equitable tax breaks and other things.
And as to being 37th in jobs, which you all claim to care about, we could virtually eliminate the skills gap.
Sheboygan County Board was busy last night. Supervisors approved an ordinance eliminating the position of coroner in favor of a medical examiner and moving County LS west to Dairyland Drive due to lake erosion north of Whistling Straits. Supervisors also approved a resolution to pay for 70% of the cost of purchasing new radios for fire and law enforcement groups in the county. But under a last-minute amendment from Supervisor Richard Bemis last night, the county will pick up 100% for the volunteer department.
These guys aren't being paid anything for the work they're doing. They have to take the training, they put in the time, and then they try to raise a few bucks to get their equipment up to date and everything else. I think we're not asking too much to at least provide them with the radios.
Change will increase the county's cost of implementing a new and expensive radio system by $750,000.
Sheboygan Planning Director Chad Pelishek called the purchase of the former Boston store property a great opportunity for the city of Sheboygan. The city council voted on Monday to buy the property for $500,000.
I would believe demolition is where we're going. I think the building is a little too large for us to try to redevelop it as is, especially with the fact that it's all one floor at 100,000 square feet. There's also the plans of trying to reintroduce some of the street grid, bringing maybe New York Avenue back through, and then widening 8th Street. So if we were to do those, I think the building would have to be taken down as part of it.
Pelishek said the master plan for the downtown is to make it an arts, culture, and food district, and the five-acre parcel could tie into that.
The FBI getting involved in the search for clues into the disappearance of that Malaysian Airlines jet. Agents will be looking for looking at a flight simulator found at the home of one of the pilots. Files have been deleted from that simulator. That's leading to some questions about whether the pilot might have used it to practice the jet's unusual movements after it signed off with Malaysian ground controllers.
Toyota will write a check for more than $1 billion in a settlement over safety issues. Attorney General Eric Holder said Toyota intentionally misled consumers about unintended vehicle acceleration in 2009 and 2010. Holder accused Toyota of shamefully treating a serious safety issue as if it were only a public relations problem.
Well, doctors in India getting ready to perform life-saving surgery on a baby girl born with two heads. The infant is actually conjoined twins with two heads, two necks, and two spines, but just one body. Doctors say they cannot operate until the baby's physical condition stabilizes.
There was lots of action in the state's Senate and Assembly yesterday. The Senate approved a bill to prevent parents from advertising online and giving away adopted youngsters without governmental approval. The Assembly approved a bill to stop letting murder suspects get away with murder by claiming they were too drunk to know what they were doing. The lower house also approved a measure to allow the use of a marijuana extract in Wisconsin. The oil is touted as a breakthrough treatment for kids who suffer seizures. And one other bill clearing the Assembly would give Wisconsin schools the option of having longer but fewer days, as long as they meet the minimum number of classroom hours in the school year.
Now, if you've driven past Miller Park recently, you may have noticed a glow coming from the stadium. Eric Grillert explains what you're seeing.
That glow is coming from a series of grow lights. The grounds crew at Miller Park is using the lights nearly 24 hours a day to make sure the turf is ready for opening day. Crews will continue to use the movable lighting system every day until exhibition games this weekend. The system will then primarily be used when the team is out of town. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
And if you're listening in, you probably didn't win the big Mega Millions jackpot last night unless you bought your ticket in Florida or Maryland. Who knows? Maybe you took a little trip down
maybe.
There. Two winners from those states will share a $400 million prize, the third largest in Mega Millions history. Eight players around the country won $1 million each by matching all the numbers but the Mega Ball. Unfortunately, nobody from Wisconsin did that either. The jackpot returns to its minimum of $15 million for the next drawing on Friday. As for the Powerball drawing tonight, an $80 million jackpot is up for grabs.
That wouldn't be bad either.
No, a few million here, a few million there.
Whatever.
Sounds great.
How about the forecast?
Cloudy, windy, some light rain or possibly snow flurries at times, high near 38. We'll be down to the 20s tonight, but we'll see the sunshine tomorrow and a high near 40.
All right, right now we're at 34 degrees, kind of a wet one today. As we get back to Rush Limbaugh, WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.